Hello, and thank you very much for downloading and listening to the very best of the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show podcast with me, Neil Bentley.
And me, Carly Swain.
We do this so professionally well, don't we?
I know.
It's almost like it's scripted, but it's not. Honestly, we just make this up. Pretty much like the show. What a week it has been this week. Bit of a weird week this week again. We've said goodbye to Tom Campbell off
he's
the daytime
gone.
Show. He has gone. He has left the building. We can tell he's left the building because it's gone bizarrely quiet around the studio.
Very quiet. Eerily quiet.
Indeed so. So until we figure out what we're going to do with that, I think we'll just play some music during daytime. I jest, of course. Thank you very much. Celebrity Jungle is back this week.
Yeah.
Been controversy in the jungle and on the X Factor and on Strictly Come Dancing, so we've been talking a little bit about that and this the general stupidity that is the show. Anyway, here are the highlights of the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show at the 7.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing.
Bruce is back in the studio.
Good morning.
It seems like so long since you've been here.
It's only been a week, but it does seem
But you know what happened? You had the Friday the week before off as well. You swapped shifts with Danny. So
yes.
That's well confused
makes
me.
Makes it really long. Sorry.
Well confused me. It just means we're missing you. We prefer Danny, but we have missed you as well.
Ooh.
I'm joking. Right then, it's November the 14th. Today we'll start with Judy Simpson with us or sadly no longer with us.
With us.
Judy Simpson, former British heptathlete. She was Nightshade in Gladiators. She's 51 today. Happy birthday to her. Charles Windsor.
No longer with us.
As in Prince Charles.
Oops.
He is 63, but you're right, he does look a little bit pasty these
That's
days.
Embarrassing.
Awkward. He's 63 today, he's Prince Charles. What do you buy a prince?
I know, a crown.
Oh, yeah, that's what he wants. Boutros Ghali.
No longer with us.
He's 89 today. Georgia O'Keeffe.
With us.
He's sadly no longer with us. The artist is 123
oh, no.
today.
Why did I say that? I knew that.
Oh dear. Right. It was today, November the 14th, in 1666, that the first blood transfusion took place.
True.
It is true, actually. But transfusion between dogs. Oh, not actually humans. But there we go. So well done. I think we just about cobbled our way through that one.
Neil Bentley.
Thank you very much, Phil. A nun, Sister Susie, has stole more than $1 million, around about £620,000, to feed an addiction to slot machines.
Ouch.
Now, you've got to ask the question, I understand how addictions work, etc., etc., but you've got to understand. Ask the question, how did the nun get addicted to slot machines in the first place?
Yes.
Surely my knowledge of nuns is they should be doing something else, like, you know, praying and caring the community, etc., etc., but she did, and she's been caught out. A lot of Hail Marys.
Breakfast Podcast.
So, it is now officially Christmas, and I can say this because on Saturday night, during the X Factor, the Coca-Cola Christmas advert. Holidays are coming, holidays are coming.
Yeah,
that's the one,
that's the
which
one.
Means it is now Christmas.
Well, hey.
As soon as that happens, it's official. Mm-hmm. It is now the Christmas holiday. So so there you go. Actually, to be fair, that did actually make watching the X Factor worthwhile to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
Not that hard to be cooler than me, really, is it? Good morning, Shropshire. This is the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show. Let's see how well Bruce knows his celebrities today. We'll start with Claude Monet, with us or sadly no longer with us.
No longer with us.
You are correct. The painter would have been 171. Nigel Bond.
With us.
The snooker player is 46 today. Johnny Lee Miller.
With us.
The actor from Trainspotting is 39. Petula Clark, the singer.
With us.
79. Ooh. Well done. Beverly D'Angelo.
No longer with us.
The actress is 60 today. Oh. Ooh. Robert Fulton.
No longer with us.
You are correct. Would have been 246 today. The inventor of the first ever steamboat. Well done. Right, I can tell you it is Chad Kroeger's birthday today, the singer with Nickelback. The question is, how old is Chad Kroeger?
Oh, the long hair makes him, I think, seem older.
It is the long hair.
38.
Yeah. 37, so not that bad, actually. Pretty good guess, that one. Right, it was today, November the 15th, that the system of shorthand was first published. Can you write in shorthand? As a head of news at the 7?
No, but this is radio, not print.
I know, but you still need to take down, you know.
You have a dictaphone.
Is that true or false?
No, it's not true.
It is a true statement today, and you'd have known that because I actually wrote it down here in shorthand. So if you'd have just read that, you'd have known.
Breakfast Podcast.
A study by the Travel Lodge has found that apparently men now take 6 minutes longer to get ready than women.
Amazing.
A total of 81 minutes is apparently how long it takes us guys to get ready, compared to 75 for ladies. I was trying to think, well, is this 81 minutes in a week? Or is this 81 minutes per day? I haven't got an hour and a half to waste per day getting ready. This is not an hour and a half look.
That's ridiculous. Neither's mine.
This isn't even an 8 minute look. Never mind an 81 minute look.
20 minutes in the morning. That's all I need.
But apparently, men take longer than women to get changed. Yeah.
Why?
Neil Bentley.
A lorry has crashed in Russia, spilling 20 tons of beer onto the train tracks below, causing a 10 hour delay. So, that's obviously a bit of an issue. But they got it all sorted in the end. Actually, if you read the story a little bit further, it only took them 30 minutes to clear up, but they just decided to celebrate the fact. There's a load of beer hanging around. Let's
give me a straw. Bring it on.
Bring me a straw. I guess so, but can you imagine being stuck in that delay for 10 hours? Seriously, you would want to drink by the time. What's caused this accident? Drink. Oh.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Right, let's see how well you know your celebrities this morning. Danny Wozencroft in the studio. Morning. We will start today then with Bonnie Greer with us, or sadly no longer with us.
With us?
Bonnie Greer, the American playwright and critic, 63 today. Lee Strasberg.
With us.
Sadly no longer with us. Would have been 109 years old today. Diana Krall. See, I've always said Dina Krall. Apparently Diana Krall. Let's just call Mrs. Kroll. With us, the Canadian jazz pianist and singer, 47 today, Zena Garrison.
With us.
The tennis star is 48 today. Right, it is Frank Bruno's birthday today.
Frank.
That guy there. Question is, how old is the former world heavyweight champ?
I have no idea. How old's Frank Bruno?
He's looked the same for a long time.
I don't know whether to go over... I'm going to go 52.
He is 50 today.
50. I said I don't know whether to go over 50.
So close. Yet so far. It was today, November the 16th, back in 1988, that the Queen received £100,000 from the Sun newspaper. Is that true or I made it up?
Yeah, why not? That's true.
It is true. It is. Because they used one of her photos that they shouldn't have done.
Oh, dear.
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Naughty.
Maybe we could con the Sun to use photographs of us. Claim the money back.
You've got to make up a story first, though.
I'm sure I can do that. I'm quite creative.
Neil Bentley.
Don't quite know what to make of this story. I can see it from both points of views, but a mother, Tracy John, has been fined £465 for dropping a cigarette outside of her own home. Now, she was handed a £75 on-the-spot fine by a litter warden, but then was fined £350 plus £115 costs by a court after she refused to pay the original £75. So I can see that, and you shouldn't litter. It's wrong.
Was it on her property, though?
Well, no, it was on the pavement
outside.
Okay. So that was wrong.
That is wrong.
But the best thing is a council chief said eco-criminals like Tracy would not be tolerated.
I think
it's probably slightly wrong to ban somebody as an eco-criminal.
Okay.
Really? Anyway, she has paid now, but initially she said she would go to prison over paying the fine, but they did say, okay, we'll send you to prison.
Okay.
Like as if there are no other serious things, but there we go. Yeah.
Breakfast Podcast.
Now, far be it from me to spoil anything, but there is going to be an EastEnders Christmas storyline which results in somebody dying. I know.
Okay.
I know. Having said that, in the newspapers today, they're saying that it's going to be a crash of some variety. We don't know who is going to be actually responsible, obviously, for the crash and therefore the impending death. But what's really brilliant is they put the face shots of pretty much everybody who could potentially be the people who've killed whoever's going to die. I'm not going to spoil it. But okay. Look, have you ever seen a lineup of more dodgy, suspicious looking characters?
Well,
that is EastEnders for it. In fact, to save time, put them all in jail for it. There you go.
Breakfast Podcast.
A world record has been broken, Carly. A giant tea bag, which is 8 foot wide.
Excellent.
Has broken a record. It was filled with local blend at Portsmouth yesterday. It weighs 246 pounds. Now that's brilliant, and it's an achievement, and well done. It's a world record. But you see, let's analyse this a second. Do we have a big enough cup?
Maybe a swimming pool.
Maybe, but then how do you boil a swimming pool? Surely that would take forever. I'm just chipping it out there. It's no good making a giant tea bag if you've got nothing to put it in.
What about the milk
and the spoon?
And the spoon. How much sugar?
Is there a source of that? Sugar? They haven't really thought this through at all.
Neil Bentley.
Your little riddly diddly.
Sorry, I'm thinking about sandwiches here.
Bacon and brie.
Yeah.
Lovely. let's get back on track. Yeah, that, to be fair, though, a nice bacon and brie sandwich would go down a treat this morning. I have legs, I have feet, but nothing else. What am I? Now, Animal says, is it the sea? Dale in St. George says, it nobody. Colin says, it's an ankle. And Tanya says, is it a mountain? It's none of those. I have legs and I have feet, but I have nothing else. What am I?
Do you know what? I had an, if I'm right, a bit of an epiphany this morning. Mm. Is it tights?
I'll let you have that one. Stockings, yes, well done.
Because I'm wearing tights, and I was like, obviously, just thinking. And
that's what I like, the fact that
legs,
the thing, it
feet.
Stayed with you, even in just getting dressed. There you go, I love it. Say, well, it will, stocking, because they just go sort of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. So well done, say we got that absolutely spot on.
Breakfast Podcast.
So I went shopping last night, needed to buy some toilet roll, which is fine, and a few other bits and pieces. Paper towel for the kitchen, etc, etc. So into Sainsbury's I go.
Okay.
Merrily marching, right in front of me. They've got an offer on some spirits. And I thought, oh, that's a really good price. So I'm going to have to buy that bottle of spirit right there, get the Christmas bar ready. So
yeah.
I did, a litre of that. And then I went around the corner. I thought, oh, actually, we do need some of that, another offer there. So I thought, better buy that one as well. and then fancied a bottle of wine, so picked up a bottle of wine, thinking, hold on a second, even with these deals, I spent 30 odd quid, I only wanted toilet roll.
Whoops.
This is ridiculous. Anyway, but I'm thinking pretty good, the Christmas bar will be ready, even when we have guests around, etc, etc. And then got to the till, and the lady said, we've got a Nectar card. I was like, yeah, give me my Nectar card. And I thought, hold on a second, how much money is on my Nectar card? I've never, ever used my Nectar
really?
Card, never reclaimed
Amazing.
Any money. I was putting points on. You've got £20.40.
Oh.
Take that right off my bill there. So
amazing.
Still expensive toilet roll. But I left the shop with a sense of satisfaction thinking, wow, hey, all this for like 15 quid.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Obviously, it's like about 10 years hard work buying stuff, but there we go. What a bargain.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Time for your silly statistic of the day. A slightly cruel statistic, this one. Not intentional, Shropshire. Apparently, then, parents spend an average of 3,000 extra hours doing this with our first child than we do our second child. Jane says, is it holding and cuddling? Sort of along the right lines, actually, there, Jane. Thanks for your email this morning. It's got nothing to do with taking photographs, stays out, singing, reading stories. That's a great answer there, Tim. Thank you very much. I can tell you that apparently we do spend an extra 3,000 hours with our first child ogling it. So I suppose we're just like looking at it lovingly. Aww, it's a baby. So there we go, as opposed to our second child, where we spend apparently 3,000 hours less. How do they actually work this out? Did they give parents stopwatches? Right, just measure how much affection you give to your child.
Neil Bentley.
Donuts and cakes in the studio today. Mm. We'll talk a bit more about that later on, why we have said items. But really, eating donuts at this time in the morning, it's not the right time. You see, I prefer to eat my donuts in the evening time whilst watching I'm a Celebrity. I like to surround myself in luxury whilst watching the celebrities squirm, but they're getting paid loads of money.
Yeah.
You know, when they're having another bowl of rice, I like to sit there, eating something nice like, spaghetti bolognese
pizza.
Or something. Pizza. Mm. Yeah, that's right, Maybe even ordering a takeaway in.
Amazing.
That'll be a lush. So, I'm going to save one of these donuts for later on and just sit there tonight watching it, Lovely.
Breakfast Podcast.
Time to see how well Bruce knows her celebrities today. We'll start with Kirk Hammett, with us or sadly no longer with us. Are you with us? Are you actually with us? Or am I just talking to myself?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. If Facebook is more important than being on the radio, then fine.
It's not. It's this one of the Pringles you're eating. It's thrown me.
Yeah, it did. They are strong.
A lot with us.
You don't even know what I said. You don't even know who I'm talking about, do you?
Say it again.
No, I'm not. Kirk Hammett is with us, in fact, from Metallica. Elizabeth Perkins.
With us.
The actress played Wilma Flintstone in the Flintstones movie. She's 51 today. Linda Evans.
With us.
Played Crystal Carrington on Dynasty. 69 today. Anthony McPartland.
With us.
Of course he is. One half of Ant and Dec. Although they do come together. I'm surprised that they haven't shared in the same birthday.
I know.
36 today. It's Mickey Mouse's birthday. The cartoon character. It is his birthday today. The question is, how old is Mickey Mouse?
73.
Oh, 83 today. That's why we've got all these cakes and things to celebrate Mickey Mouse's birthday.
You can't believe it. He just looks so young.
I know. Hasn't changed a bit.
No.
Excuse me. Right. It was today, November the 18th, that in 1822 the steam locomotive first took to the road. Is that true or have I made that up?
True.
Yeah. It's all gone to pot. That is actually true. Steam locomotive.
Neil Bentley.
So last night, we went out for a drink. Me and my friends like to go to random pubs. Yeah, across Shropshire.
You do.
So we stumbled across a pub last night called the Duke. Went in there. We didn't realise it was quiz night.
Oh.
And we also didn't realise we just walked into the pub just at the start of the music round, which is quite good.
Excellent.
I like my songs.
Yeah.
So we were stood at the bar, drink or whatever, and all these songs are playing, like 10 seconds of the introduction of a song, and then we were going, Eiffel 65, Blue, Devon, yeah, that's it. Or next one, remember that Oasis song? What's this corn called? Don't Look Back in Anger. Yeah, great. So we're shouting these answers out to ourselves, not realising.
Well,
the table, obviously behind us, are thinking, this is quite handy. A radio presenter and his mate, who's just a big music fan, have just walked in. Bargain.
Amazing.
Really realised when the man came over the microphone. Right, round number five.
Oh.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.